Hi, this is Dan Sheridan, and this is number 15 in our studies called The Life and Letters of the Apostle Paul. And we're winding down the study, and we're going to cover a few more things, such as our charts on the letters of Paul. And most importantly, friends, remember that the goal of this study is to get you to study the letters of Paul themselves. We believe that all the Bible, the whole Bible, is for us, every bit of it. The letters of Paul are addressed specifically to believers today. If you're a believer today and you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you believe that He died for your sins, was buried, rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, He is your Savior. And He, your Savior, sent a man named Paul to give us the teaching that applies to us today in this time. And so the body of Christ has to go to Paul for their direct instructions. Now, that doesn't mean that the whole Bible is to be neglected. Absolutely not. Paul himself said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And without all Scripture, a man of God can never be perfect, that is, complete as to his qualifications. And he'll never be truly furnished unto all good works. In other words, he will not be completely fitted out to do his job properly. So that is one of the important things of having a command of all of Scripture, not just Paul's letters, but all of them, is so you can do the proper work. And so this is our goal in this ministry, is to get you to study the whole Bible. As a matter of fact, dear Christian, you should read your Bible at least once through a year, and that can be done if you just have a little discipline and time. And also, I recommend, if you have a family, read some of Paul's letters together and ask God to give you understanding, because these are our marching orders. It's through Paul. Remember, we started off saying that Paul is a pattern to us. He's a pattern in salvation, and he's a pattern in service as well, in sanctification. It's in Paul we learn how God saves a man today. He saves him by pure grace that finds no cause in the recipient whatsoever. No works whatsoever could ever be mingled with the gospel of the grace of God. As a matter of fact, works only hinder us. And so this is an important distinction. And so in considering these great things that we've been considering, and the Scripture as a whole, and Paul's letters, and we're going to turn to a passage in 2 Timothy. And Paul says this in 2 Timothy, and I'm turning there with you, and I hope you turn there with me. 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul tells this to Timothy. He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." And then he says this, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable." And he's going to list four things for which Scripture is profitable. First of all, it's profitable for doctrine, that is, teaching correct things. Second, for reproof, that's showing us where we're wrong. Thirdly, for correction, that's getting us back on the right track. And fourthly, for instruction, that's like discipline. And we're going to see Paul's letters fit this pattern completely. And if you get a chance, if you go to our website, Cross and Throne, we have a free download of our charts that we developed on Paul. And Paul wrote to seven churches. There are seven churches Paul addresses, and you're going to find that in these seven church letters, which basically would be Romans, Corinthians — we're going to count 1 and 2 Corinthians as one, because it's one church he's addressing. So he wrote Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Thessalonians. And so those are seven churches Paul addresses. And we're going to see that the order in which these letters of Paul have come to us are just as much divine as the content of the letters themselves. And so it's not only the words of Scripture that are given by inspiration, but even the order in which they came to us are very important. And what is interesting about the order of Paul's letters is they did not come to us chronologically. Many people say that the first letter Paul wrote, some think Galatians, some Thessalonians — I can't really comment on that. But it's interesting is that we know that Romans was not the first letter he wrote, and it's in the seven church letters that he wrote. And yet it comes to us first in the Scriptures, because It's the beginning. Romans is the basics. Romans is the ABCs, and that's why it comes first in his letters. And so we're going to look at that a little bit. But we're going to see that within each one of these church letters, we're going to see Paul giving doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. And so if you notice in our charts, and if you don't have them in front of you, you can get them freely at our website, acrossandthrone.com. And also, our charts, for the most part, have been based, mind you, on the work of E.W. Bullinger in his book called The Church Epistles. And also within his companion Bible just before Romans, you're going to see he's got a comment in there that talks about the interrelation of the seven church epistles. And to me, this was a wonderful recognition of the order of the letters and the contents of the letters. And so if you have a companion Bible, you can look there, and you can go to our website and get the charts as well, which are basically an expansion of what Bullinger did. And by the way, friends, yeah, we're going to freely take from others who went before us, because as I'm sitting here today, I am where I am today with a lot of help from a lot of people. God is pleased to use other teachers to help us out. And, of course, our duty is to test the teacher from the Scriptures. And I'm going to ask you, too, those of you listening to me, don't listen to me just because I say something. You must go to the Scriptures yourselves and prove it. And just because somebody may have the title PhD or they've gone to seminary is no qualifications for truth, friends. The Scriptures alone are the final authority. And so we must go to prove all teaching. But anyway, we appreciate it that God uses other men to help and guide us. And I think it keeps us humble when God does that. Because if you and I just opened up the Bible and understood everything and were able to teach everything without any outside help except the Bible, we'd probably become very full of pride and would not be very useful in the ministry. And so God has ordained it in such a way that God raises up teachers to teach others, and those teachers in turn teach others, so on and so forth. And by the way, that's the only Bible school that the Scripture recognizes, the kind of Bible school where one man learns the Scriptures and passes it on to another man. And in those Bible schools, there are no diplomas. And there are no ceremonies at graduation. As a matter of fact, the true student of Scripture never graduates. He does not have a graduation ceremony. The graduation ceremony for all of us, dear friends, will be when we see our Lord Himself and when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And then will be our graduation. Those things that were displeasing to Him will be burned up. And those things that were pleasing to Him, which, by the way, were only His works in us anyways, those things will be rewarded for. And what a glorious thing it is that one day we will reach graduation, and that's God's purpose for us. Well, back to these letters of Paul. Again, Paul wrote seven church letters. And in our charts, we've talked about, we put Romans, Corinthians, and Galatians in one section. We put Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians in another section or group, and we put Thessalonians in the last group. So we broke them off into three groups. Now the first group, Romans, Corinthians, and Galatians, the main subject there is the cross of Christ and faith. And we'll see that Paul in Romans teaches justification and reconciliation. And then in Corinthians, we have a reproof going on there. Romans contains the doctrine and instruction, as he tells us all Scripture is good for. And then Corinthians contains reproof. And then Galatians is correction. Now, Romans taught justification by faith and freedom from sin in Romans. And in Corinth, they weren't really living up to that truth, so they needed to be reproved. They weren't living up to the truth that was taught in the book of Romans. And so Paul reproves them in his Corinthian letters. And then we come to Galatians, where when Paul taught justification by faith, someone came in and said, no, you have to keep the law in order to be saved. You may have begun with Christ and believed in Him, but that's not good enough. You need to add something to Christ. Friends, there's nothing you can add to Christ. As a matter of fact, in Corinthians, where there was some immorality going on and some sexual things that were some of us would consider repulsive and reprehensible, yet Paul deals with them graciously, and the man who was committing this atrocious act was dealt with and restored later on. But Paul wrote very lovingly to the Corinthians because he knew that immorality can be corrected. But in Galatians, Paul really goes after them with a pen of thunder, as it were. And he doesn't even stop to smell the roses in Galatians. He doesn't even stop to commend them. He just goes right after them. And what that tells us, friends, that when men try to live holy and try to receive perfection through works of law, Paul says this is terrible. This goes against the foundations. This ruins the cross of Christ. This ruins the teaching that Jesus Christ has paid it all, and we left nothing undone. Friends, this is one of the problems we have today. We're not proclaiming a full Christ. We're not complete. We're not proclaiming a Savior who's done all the work. And friends, you don't need the law to keep you upright. You don't need it at all. All you need is Christ. Christ alone is the true power of holiness. And he's not only died for our sins, but we died in him. And we'll get more into that as we study Romans one day. Well, Galatians is the reproof. So Romans is doctrine instruction, Corinthians reproof, Galatians correction. We'll continue this next time.